Sunshine and 57.
No upbeat music, no positive kind of excitement at all, Craig? No, I guess maybe not. It's a beautiful day outside.
Well, I tell you what, stop that just a second. Okay, stop that right. Just a second. Okay. Here we go. This ties in. Just let your love flow like a mountain
stream and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams. All right, that's good. Buddy.
We all come together today.
Right.
And connect.
Is there a Bellamy brother birthday today?
Yes, there is.
Okay, which one? Ralph Bellamy? No. Well, he's not one of them.
We wish David Bellamy a happy birthday, number 71.
All right. Well, people are letting their love flow, let their love show with Connect to a Cause today. PeopleWhoCare.org is the place to go for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. And Laura Malone joins us this morning. The day is finally here, Laura.
Good morning. Happy Connect to a Cause Day. We are so excited to be at this day today. 65 different nonprofit organizations, fundraising extravaganza, online via check, via donor advice fund, via IRA gift. However you want to do it, we are more than happy to help you support these 65 great organizations in Lorain County. So the whole purpose of today is to be able to generate as much funding as we can for these nonprofits to help boost our community. I want to particularly thank our business champions. These 23 businesses have truly stepped up to help us create an added pool of money that would be prorated across these different organizations. It's just going to be a great day today.
And it's an opportunity for people kind of as a group. In other words, individuals have their own, ideas, but then they can see what other folks are interested in. You talk about those 65 different organizations, and they have all sorts of, broad support for different things that they do. Some are very specific to different types of causes, but there's always something there for someone to find, for sure.
Exactly. I had a former boss that used to say that knowledge shared is knowledge squared, and starting at 10 o'clock on our Facebook Live, we will be showcasing a number of these different organizations. A lot of them will tell their own stories as to the great work that they do in the community, where they have the most need. So it's a great opportunity to learn more about organizations. I remember last year we had nonprofits participating that were hearing some of the stories of some of the other nonprofits, and they said, you know what, I didn't even know that group was out there. So there's always room to learn more and figure out ways that you can get engaged and help the local community.
And it's one thing where you have an organization that has a specific way to help, but if they reach out to others or they understand, they complement each other in different ways, for sure.
Exactly. There's a great video that is with Blessing House and Neighborhood Alliance, where Blessing House last year was focused on their capital campaign to build a new facility. The folks at Neighborhood Alliance are beginning to undertake a similar endeavor. So there was a traditional passing of the hard hat that was, great to be able to show the different ways that the organizations can interrelate and collaborate and really do well with benefiting each other. And then the one thing I want to make sure I don't lose sight of, Bruce, if you don't mind, is we have two key times to donate, and that is what we're referring to as our golden hours. And those times are from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Those donations during those times will qualify the organizations for a golden ticket, kind of like Willy Wonka. And, with that golden ticket, those organizations get a chance to win an additional $1,000 added to their fundraising efforts. So that's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we'll announce those winners live on our Facebook at noon and 5 p.m.
Wow, this is great. Of course, we know that this is an event that kind of brings people together, but we're also doing this sort of distancing as in person as well as online for people to come together. And many organizations over the last couple of years have been kind of stressed a little bit with what they are able to do, either with volunteers or maybe their organization suddenly became overwhelmed by the number of people who needed their their services. So this is a good opportunity to kind of pay them all back and get everything squared away, I guess.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. We had a lot of tremendous support last year. We raised $148,000. This year, we're hoping to raise over $250,000. And a lot of those organizations, you know, the need hasn't diminished. You know, I think we were all hoping by this time everything would be back to normal. And in a lot of cases for a lot of these organizations, you know, the need has actually grown rather than lessened. So being able to support these groups and these organizations is really pivotal for benefiting our community. And this truly is a time where kind of that theoretical rising tide lifts all boats. It's a great opportunity for everybody to pool their resources together and really be able to help lift a number of these nonprofits with all the great work that they do.
By the way, I've seen those puzzle pieces everywhere now. Everybody on social media, different organizations that I must be friends with or whatever, sites are reminding me that all week long I kept seeing the Connect to the Cause. And of course they're kind of like saying, reminding us, and you can go there for maybe you're looking into the arts or whatever, but then you could also find out some other social agencies that maybe help out in your neighborhood too. So it's a good way to cross promote that for sure.
Yeah. So peoplewhocare.org is right on the top of our page when you land, where it gives you the opportunity to go ahead and give or to learn more about the different organizations. You can go directly from that area to learn how to follow us live on Facebook and watch everything live as it happens. So we are super excited to be able to collaborate with all these organizations, to be able to have the support of the community and our business champions. A lot of this could not happen without community foundations, collaboration with the community and the support of the community that we've had so far. So,
People who care, causes that matter. We have peoplewhocare.org and now through 8 o'clock today. And the two big hours you said were from what, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then again, from
three to four.
So you could donate during those times. So organizations will have a chance to get some extra support through that. Well, Laura, we appreciate your time this morning. I know we'll look forward to seeing all the different things on your Facebook page as the different organizations get to sort of tell their story. And sometimes we see a logo and maybe a description, but when we hear from the people that are really there helping out, it kind of gives us a little more insight into what they're all about. So we look forward to that.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for your support, guys.
Thanks very much, Laura. Have a good day.
Take care.
Peoplewhocare.org is the place to go for the annual Connect to a Cause from the Community Foundation of Lorain County.